Omicron's largest COVID outbreak more than doubles this week as Skagway gears up for a shortened cruise ship season. Can Skagway avoid the Yukon's fate? And a Haines public video conference was Zoom bombed this week. And the LUTAC dock in Haines partially sank on Thursday. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Canada's Yukon Territory is in the middle of its largest COVID-19 outbreak to date, with around 50 active cases and one confirmed coronavirus-related death. As of Wednesday morning, case numbers had more than doubled in just 2 days. Skagway officials are preparing for nearly 100,000 cruise ship passengers to visit this summer and are taking steps to make sure the same sort of outbreak doesn't happen on their side of the border. Here's Yukon's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Brendan Hanley, speaking to reporters on Wednesday from Whitehorse.
A couple of weeks ago, we had no active cases in Yukon while we watched our neighbors to the south and the east struggle with increasing case counts and illness. You could say in a way that it's now our turn. Just at the point we thought there was an end in sight and we were ready for further relaxations, this hit us.
Border restrictions remain in place to prevent all but essential travel between Lynn Canal communities in Canada. But the possibility of outbreaks in the region loom large as Skagway prepares to receive its first large cruise ships since 2019 next month. In addition to the outbreak affecting our neighbors to the north, the Royal Caribbean cruise ship Odyssey of the Seas this week has postponed its next sailing out of Florida due to COVID-19 cases. 2 passengers and 8 crew members tested positive on their last voyage. Cruise line representatives say the crew had received both courses of the vaccine, but hadn't waited the full 2 weeks before sailing. That left them susceptible to the virus, and this postponement was made out of an abundance of caution. The sailing was postponed for 4 weeks, but other cruises will continue as planned. CDC guidelines state that cruise companies can sail with 95% of passengers and 95% of crew being fully vaccinated. Skagway's borough manager Brad Ryan says the port agreements between Skagway and the cruise ship companies have contingencies if active cases show up on board.
If a cruise ship has COVID on it, they are going to have those people isolated on that ship and they're not going to get off.
Ryan says if there is a patient in need of urgent care, such as a need for a ventilator, they will be removed from the ship and medevaced out. They will not be sent to Skagway's Dahl Memorial Clinic. Ryan also says there isn't a specific number of active cases on board a ship that would trigger a cancellation of a port call in Skagway.
We've talked a lot about the fact that, you know, we should be getting a lot of notice. They shouldn't be putting people in town that have COVID. If we did get somebody, say, that tripped and fell and went to the clinic and we tested them and they were tested positive for COVID, the ship would take control of that for us.
Ryan goes on to say that if an outbreak did occur that affected the unvaccinated population of Skagway, contact tracing and other mitigation factors would be easier because of the town's high vaccination rate. The exact number of people in Skagway that aren't vaccinated is difficult to pinpoint. The Dahl Memorial Clinic has stated that about 700 people in town have received full vaccinations, but seasonal employees continue arriving in town to work for the summer season. Ryan estimates that the number of people living in Skagway could currently be as high as 1,500. He also said employers are pushing their incoming employees to get vaccinated, but it's impossible to know how many have done so. Yukon officials say at least 2 of the recent 54 cases identified in the territory were fully vaccinated. These are known as breakthrough cases. The rest were either too young for the vaccine or unvaccinated adults. The outbreak stems from high school graduation ceremonies and other graduation-related community events. A Haines public meeting held via video conference was disrupted Wednesday after unknown persons began shouting racist abuse. KHNS's Corinne Smith reports.
The Haines Public Safety Committee was holding a virtual meeting when a speaker joined the Zoom conference and began shouting racist obscenities.
Shut the up, you dumb dumbass.
Please mute them.
Borough staff muted one speaker, then shortly after, a second person joined in.
Big black. Is that one of those hacks, the Zoom hacks?
I don't know.
Did we get Zoom bombed?
Sounds like it.
Haines Police Chief Heath Scott was on the Wednesday evening call.
Yeah, it was vulgar and inappropriate. Not appropriate for the atmosphere, not appropriate on any Zoom call as far as I'm concerned.
Staff quickly dropped both speakers, who identified themselves online simply as Dan and Jeff. The police chief says it's difficult to tell whether the pranksters were from Haines or targeted the meeting at random.
I don't think there's any way of knowing. It happened two separate times, about 30 seconds apart, and the names that flashed on the screen were just first names.
Borough staff called it disturbing and said it was the first disruption the administration has had, also known as Zoom bombing. A typical Zoom bombing incident is when a video conference is hijacked by the insertion of material that is lewd, obscene, racist, or abusive. It has become a rising trend over the past year as more public forums move online due to the pandemic. Haines officials say they're discussing additional precautions to prevent future disruptions. The meeting adjourned shortly after, but not because of the obscene outbursts. Only half of the 6-member committee had called in, and they didn't have quorum. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.
Also in Haines, the roll-on, roll-off ramp at Lutac Dock partially sank on Thursday. It was due to a leak in the tank at the end of the dock, according to Alaska Marine Line's ground crews, and they are investigating the cause. They say repairs should be completed by the next barge day on Monday. This is a developing story. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.